still running at a 40-year high. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I feel the inflation pain every day. Every day, everything is going up and up.
A shopper in New York City reacting to the Labor Department's report that consumer prices in June were more than 9% higher than June of last year, higher than the economists had predicted, and putting inflation at another 40-year high.
Republicans say that this bad inflation number is because of Democrats' out-of-control government spending, and they also think that Democrats have not learned their lesson with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to squeeze through a small part of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda before the midterms.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn, but Cecilia Rouse, the chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, insisting
our economy, our labor market is uniquely strong. We have increases in industrial production if we look at the most recent data.
The White House also pointing to gas prices, which have continued to ease slightly. AAA reports down more than 2.5 cents since yesterday, now $4.60 a gallon on average. President Biden beginning the second day of his three-day visit to Israel.
I'm proud to say that our relationship with the state of Israel is deeper and stronger, in my view, than it's ever been. And with this visit, we're strengthening our connections even further.
Today, the president will be awarded the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. More than 36 people are still unaccounted for in flooding in southwest Virginia that has damaged more than 100 homes. Bill Grimes of the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
A lot of roadways are blocked by landslides, bridges. The approaches to those bridges are washed out.
Virginia's Governor Youngkin has declared Buchanan County a disaster area. Police in Montgomery County, Maryland, warning protesters last night outside the homes of Supreme Court Justices Roberts and Kavanaugh to keep the noise down or risk being arrested after getting complaints from neighbors. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The nation's largest coffee chain announcing it's closing several of its stores.
In total, Starbucks is shuttering 16 stores, six in the company's home area of Seattle, six more in Los Angeles, two in Portland, and one each in Philly and D.C. Interesting that all 16 closures are happening in blue cities with rising crime rates, although Starbucks' official language on the shutdowns is because of a, quote, high volume of challenging incidents, which is code for a spike in crime and drug use among customers. The company is also having a problem with non-paying customers, you know, the ones who don't buy coffee and just hang out, which is leading Starbucks to begin not allowing the public to use restrooms.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, who reports the closing is also triggering an unfair labor practices complaint, as at least two of the stores being closed were scheduled to hold union elections. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of Novavax, a more traditional coronavirus vaccine for adults. The Centers for Disease Control must still decide if it will recommend the shots. That decision expected next week. Two more shark attacks Wednesday off New York's Long Island. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says neither of the victims was seriously hurt.
But it is something for us to be aware of and conscious of.
There have been four shark bites reported in that area this month. In Scotland, play has begun in the British Open.
Among the leading contenders is Masters champ Scottie Scheffler. He also won the World Match Play Championship and was second at the U.S. Open. Xander Schauffele was victorious in his last two outings at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut and at last week's Scottish Open. 2014 British Open winner Rory McIlroy has won the Canadian Open, was second at the Masters, and finished tied for fifth at the U.S. Open. And 2017 champ Jordan Spieth has the lowest average score per round at the tournament since 2015, averaging 69.1. Tiger Woods is seeking his third career claret jug on the old course.
Fox's Bob Mortelli. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.